Thank you, and good evening, everyone. St. Joseph's Hospital announced today that it is complying with a recall order from the Federal Food and Drug Administration that affects all medicines produced and distributed by the New England Compounding Center. The recall of NECC medications is a precautionary measure, and St. Joseph's wants to emphasize that any medications given to patients have not been contaminated in any way, and the recall is being done with an abundance of caution. The New England Compounding Center is at the center of a viral meningitis outbreak after the company distributed contaminated pain management medication. The meningitis outbreak has been linked to infections and deaths in several states. St. Joseph's Hospital did not purchase any of the contaminated pain management medication, but a small number of patients have been prescribed other medications manufactured by the NECC. If you have any questions, you are encouraged to contact St. Joseph's Hospital. As we head toward Election Day in November, we've turned our focus to the candidates and the ballot initiatives voters will be faced with when they enter the voting booth. Earlier this week, we looked at the local initiatives on the ballot, and today we'll take a look at the first three of 11 initiatives at the state level. Proposition 30 is first up, and it's a measure authored and backed by Governor Jerry Brown. Prop 30 will increase the personal income tax on annual earnings over $250,000 for 7 years. It will also increase the state's sales tax rate by 0.25% for 4 years, and the money will be spent on K-12 education and community colleges. The measure also prohibits the use of funds for administrative costs, but leaves the decision on how the money will be spent to school districts. It also guarantees funding for public safety, and if passed, is expected to raise about $6 billion annually. The second measure is Proposition 31, which would establish a 2-year budget cycle. It would establish performance reviews for all state-funded programs, potentially alter the manner in which state and local governments spend funds, including allowing local governments more leeway in spending state funds for programs that are functionally equivalent to state law. And it would allow the governor to unilaterally declare a fiscal emergency during a budget crisis if the legislature fails to act. And Proposition 32 would prohibit unions from using payroll deductions for political purposes, and it would also apply to any payroll deductions made by corporations or government contractors. Proposition 32 would also prohibit unions or corporations from contributing directly or indirectly to political candidates or committees associated with a candidate. The measure would not affect local governments, which already require campaign disclosures for contributors to local candidates and ballot measures. As we head into next week, we'll continue to focus on initiatives and candidates on the November ballot. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the decision to consolidate the Eureka Fire Department and Humboldt Fire District into one department, now known as Humboldt Bay Fire, the department has a long task ahead of it by getting the two departments melded into one. Training is a key issue, as is conformity of equipment and apparatus. Fire crews are now training on a borrowed ladder truck in preparation for the department's purchase of the new apparatus in March, as Chief Ken Woods explains.
In preparation for our new one that we're purchasing and will be here in March, it's a red tiller truck, so it has not only the driver in the front, but the driver in the back. And the Santa Cruz Fire Department was kind enough to loan it to us so we could get proficient, learn how to drive it properly before the new one comes, and hopefully not put any dents in the new one when it arrives.
Chief Woods went on to say,
the advantages of this type of truck is that it's highly maneuverable, and you'll see it around town in training, but you'll be amazed at where it is able to go and the kind of turning it can do. And then the other part is the amount of storage capacity it has compared to other apparatus. So two huge advantages for us. And again, that's why we purchased a new one, and we're going to get our guys up to speed on the training. And really, we'll be able to go anywhere our small engines can go.
The consolidation of Humboldt Bay Fire is a work in progress, and there are many details to iron out before that process is complete. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.